You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, the day before Election Day, as many as two-thirds more will show up tomorrow and vote, with just a little over 10,000 voters so far during all of the grace and early and slash whatever else they call it. because we don't take anybody's right away. Having said that, I'm all for showing up in person to vote. Okay. The mail-in ballot's okay with me, too. I just think that that's just me. I'm going to be a Luddite on that, I think, for all time. All right, let's get to the local offices. Let's start with maybe the toughest one as far as for voters to decide. Some of these races, to me, are clear.
Sure.
Some of these races are, you know, the candidate you're endorsing is going to lose, but it's worth endorsing anyway.
Right.
I think the problem with CIPAC or CPAC or some of these other things is that they try to play game, not play games, but like, well, okay, we don't want to say don't vote for Sue Scheer, but so we just won't endorse in that election, knowing she's going to win. I think you got to send the message out there. I'm going to vote for, or would vote for, Herman Senor, even though I know he's showing up in some ads this morning, which is a little, you know, day late and a dollar short. He doesn't have a chance of winning the race. But I think that if you keep sending Sue Scheer back to Springfield, you're going to keep getting exactly what you're getting.
Right.
And so I don't know why the Republican Party gets behind some candidates and not others. And to me, I still to this day call it the Mike Bell test. And yet they've yet to be able to give me an answer. Gee, I don't know. What's attractive about an African-American union member Republican? Oh, I can't even see. I don't know. I mean, that's
I don't get that.
Okay.
No.
And maybe he didn't do what he needed. I don't know. But you can't keep sending Sue Scheer back, even though that's exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. So in that 96th, I would vote for Herman Senor, even though he has not spent a lot of time here, has not had the resources from the Republican Party.
Right.
But I would believe that he would be a better choice any day and twice on Sunday than Representative Sue Scheer, unless you're a big fan of, like, printer ink cartridge drives and blood drives and things like that.
Fair enough.
Because that's what you get from her.
Yep.
And a vote with Mike Madigan. So Herman Senor would be my choice there. Dan Calkins and Jen McMillan, Jen's a very nice young woman, and I'm glad that young people are getting involved. And I thought she ran a pretty decent campaign with the resources she had. And, you know, Dan Calkins is Dan Calkins, and Dan Calkins is never going to change. I mean, Dan's a little long in the tooth, since we're here at Jurger, to be changing. So he's not going to change. But the simple joy that I find about thinking about Dan and his ways and sort of infecting the statehouse with the Dan Calkins virus makes me warm at night, because at least they're not going to get anything done. They're going to continue to screw things up, but now they got to deal with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That would be what will happen if he's elected.
So Dan Calkins for the 101st. And Dan has worked his tail end off. I mean, you agree, disagree, he has worked hard.
Yeah, absolutely right.
He really has. And has had the money and the resources, but he didn't rely on that. He went out and he worked his tail end off.
Absolutely.
So Dan Calkins and Herman Senor for the state rep seats. The state Senate seats, Chapin Rose is unopposed, so, you know, he's going to obviously do that. Here's where I will separate out and not vote Republican in every office, because I will vote for the person. Andy Menar and Seth McMillan. You've got Andy Menar, who is, to me, the most effective legislator we have. The guy, if there's a conversation in a room in this community about stuff that needs to get done, and it involves somehow going to Springfield, the hands-down choice of who to go to is Andy Menar.
Right.
Because he can get stuff done. He works across both sides of the aisle. He's what I would refer to as, in the old days, a blue dog Democrat. He understands the district he's from. He's not crazy, you know, the way some of the party is run to, like, you know, in fact, they often say this about Andy. Well, you know, he'd be a good candidate for governor, but he's going to have to change his stance on guns. And that's what Democrats say. Just like Glenn Beshear, just like, you know, they don't understand his district, and he does.
Right.
And I have appreciated working with him. I will forever be grateful for his help in keeping the Oasis daycare shelter, homeless shelter, open. And I think with his work on education, all of that, it is a given that you should support and vote for Andy Menar. Regardless of D or R, the man has been effective for this community and will continue to be. And Seth McMillan, a nice guy, just way in over his head this whole race and made a lot of those sort of rookie mistakes and once again didn't have the gigantic support maybe of the Republican Party. But even if he had, I would still be voting for Andy Menar for state senate tomorrow, and I will do so proudly. We're going to take a break for the news. We'll get to the rest of the races. We're live at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly live from Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Repair work to the railroad bridge will close Brush College Road for more than 2 weeks beginning today. Brush College will be closed between Hickory Street and Olive Street to allow Fenton Rigging and Contracting to perform repairs on the Norfolk Southern Bridge. The work is expected to continue until November 21st. The road was closed at 7 o'clock this morning, and motorists are urged to use the suggested detour or find an alternate route around the work zone. Detour uses William Street Road, 22nd Street, and Mound Road. Meanwhile, streets on the west side of Central Park will be closed for 3 hours this morning for the installation of the Santa House. Weather permitting, the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau will be installing the Central Park Santa House starting at 7 o'clock this morning until approximately 10 a.m. That'll result in the closure of East Prairie, East Main Water at East Main, and Southbound Water at North Park Street. More news after Fox at 8.
Ohio, Indiana, Missouri. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's where President Trump will hold three final rallies the day before the elections.
This is the greatest political moment in the history of our country, maybe ever.
That was in Georgia yesterday. He also went to Tennessee, and he railed against the caravan of Central American migrants still making their way here. He says he's going to send as many as 15,000 soldiers to the border.
Men and women of our military deserve better than that.
Former President Obama campaigning for Democrats who hope for a blue wave that gives them the House and maybe the Senate. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the balance of power in the Senate hangs on key races in red states where Democrats are up for re-election. President Trump will spend part of election eve in Indiana, where Republican Mike Braun is trying to unseat incumbent Senator Joe Donnelly. President Obama rallied in Indiana yesterday.
Make sure that we send Joe Donnelly back to the U.S. Senate.
President Trump will hold a primetime rally tonight in Missouri, where Republican Josh Hawley has a slight lead over incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill.
She didn't even vote for Justice Kavanaugh. Think of that.
For the Senate to turn blue, Democrats would need to gain two net seats. Dave.
Rachel, one of the stories on NBC's Saturday Night Live Weekend Update caused controversy. They put up a picture of Dan Crenshaw, an Afghan war veteran who wears an eye patch.
You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
Well, Crenshaw this morning just told Fox and Friends.
Why can't we give the American people a break and separate comedy from politics? This one was pretty inappropriate.
Well, he says that SNL should probably apologize, but Crenshaw won't demand one that he says will probably be an empty and hollow one. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. The second concert in the Midday Music Series presented by the Decatur Area Arts Council and Millikan University will be held this Wednesday at the Ann Lloyd Gallery in the Madden Arts Center. The 12:15 p.m. show will feature Millikan music faculty members playing contemporary music selections from their faculty recital entitled Horizons, Trios for a New Century. Designed as a lunch hour refresher, the event is free and open to the public. Details of other upcoming Midday Music concerts can be found at DecaturArts.org. You can find a link to that with the story at NowDecatur.com. The program is funded in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council Agency. If you need more information, contact the Arts Council at 423-3189. Round two of the IHSA football playoffs has wrapped up, and the quarterfinals are set for the coming weekend. Argenna Orianna, Central A&M, St. Teresa, and Maroa Forsyth all play next weekend. MacArthur saw its season come to an end Saturday afternoon. With the quarterfinals in Class 1A, the Argenna Orianna Bombers face off against the Central A&M Raiders in Mahwikwa. In Class 2A, St. T returns home to defend their record against the Downs Tri-Valley at 2:30. The undefeated Maroa Forsyth Trojans also defend their 11-0 record at home against the 10-1 Tuscola Warriors. WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and NowDecatur.com will have the St. Teresa game versus Downs Tri-Valley with a pregame starting at 2 o'clock. We'll cut away from the Illini North Nebraska game, which kicks off at 11. The ESPN 1050 game will feature the Argenna Orianna Bombers at Central A&M. And that game has a pregame set for 12:30. Your next news is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Each November, the Decatur Public Schools Foundation honors outstanding alumni at Celebrate, the Legacy of Learning. Join us Saturday, November 10th to recognize the career accomplishments of Dr. Lee Ensley, Decatur High School Class of 1963, and Dr. Janet Best Albers, Lakeview High School Class of 1978. The gala will also introduce outstanding educator Kim Schaefer of Johns Hill Magnet School. Together, we'll celebrate the shared legacy and highlight enrichment opportunities supported by donors to the foundation, including the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. Seating for this special event at the Millikan University Commons is limited. To reserve yours, call 362-3042. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, Core Construction, and to our community partners, ADM, Caterpillar, Soy Capital Bank, BLDD Architects, First Mid-America Credit Union, Tayton Lyle, Black & Company, Aramark, Millikan University, WAND, The Herald and Review, and now Decatur WSOY. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042 to reserve your seats and celebrate the legacy of learning.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
We've got some rain showers today expected this afternoon. Highs are in the lower 50s. Then for tonight, some rain showers this evening. Lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday, it's going to be windy, but at least we'll have some sunshine with highs around the mid-50s. And Wednesday, sunny, highs in the upper 40s. It is 44 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Okay, I guess I jump in right here. 8 o'clock hour, Byers and Company live from Jugger Pediatric Dentistry. It continues. Election endorsements and so much more.
Byers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning. It's election eve. We've already covered the 101st, Dan Calkins, my pick there, the 96th, Herman Senor. You also have Brad Holbrook, who is the 102nd. Some of that is here in Macon County, not a great deal of it. He is running unopposed as well, the Republican. We also have Andy Menar, which I have happily chosen in the state Senate race with Seth MacMillan. Andy, keep an eye on Andy Menar. I don't know where he ends up as far as, you know, is he a U.S. Senate candidate when Dick Durbin retires? Is he a gubernatorial candidate? You know, one of those downstate Democrats. I don't know if there's room for a downstate Democrat in the Democratic Party in Illinois anymore. There used to be a place for a Glenn Pichard. We'll see. But happily endorsing Andy Menar for the 48th Legislative District. Then we get to the statewide offices, our congressional race, and then we'll dial it back down into the countywide races as well. Let's start with the governor's race. We didn't get a chance to spend any time with J.B. Pritzker because they never even bothered to return our phone call. I think that is suggestive of the way they feel about
everything outside of Chicago, which is the problem with the Democratic Party in Illinois and the Republican Party to some extent, is that there's just it's downstate is everything from, you know, south of I-80 all the way down to Carbondale, and then there's Chicago. And if you look at the way all of this is connected, you look at a guy who the party line from national Democrats running, and I heard Obama do it yesterday, is billionaires, billionaires, billionaires. That all Trump was doing was, you know, taxing the poor and giving tax cuts to the billionaires. Well, okay, what makes this billionaire any different? We know he's going to take advantage of every tax loophole to save as many tax dollars as he can, because as a billionaire, he had the toilets taken out of his mansion so that he could call it uninhabitable and not have to pay as much property taxes on them. I mean, he was caught red-handed doing that. Now, I'm not suggesting there was anything criminal, and if that's the way the law is written so that people can take advantage of it, then that's fine. I'm not going to knock the guy for taking advantage of it. But what makes him different than any other billionaire that every national Democrat has been railing on for the last 6 months? But he's their billionaire? I mean, I just don't see how this guy is going to work any differently than every other. I mean, it's this machine. It feeds itself. They've spent more on this race than any gubernatorial race in the history of the United States of America. Why is a billionaire and a multimillionaire spending their own wealth to be a governor of a state that has failed on just about every level and continues to fail? The whole thing makes me scratch my head. I don't think Bruce Rauner has done a fantastic job. I think he was probably too cantankerous and too take on the system, where he let opportunities slide by. But I can't imagine that going in and voting for J.B. Pritzker is going to bring anything new to the state of Illinois except more taxes, which billionaires like him will avoid paying, and bigger entitlements, and that we will just keep doing business the way we've always done business, which is what has caused Illinois to be in the state that it's in to begin with. And so I don't know him. He might be the answer. I just can't see how he is going to be any different than what the Democrats have done in this state for years and years and years, which is just raise your taxes, kick the can down the road, and not solve anything. And I can't imagine that he's going to be better at playing Mike Madigan than Bruce Rauner is. I just can't. So I don't think either one of these guys is perfect. I don't have anything against this guy personally, but I want to know what makes him different, you know, than all the other evil billionaires that this party has railed against for months and months, including the former president of the United States in Illinois doing just that yesterday. Because he's their billionaire, he's different? And I don't know how, at the end of the day, you can vote for a guy who ripped the toilets out of his mansions he was renovating just to get out of paying taxes, the same taxes he wants to raise on everybody else in Illinois. That sticks in my craw. I think it sticks in a lot of people's craw. Whether it was a loophole or illegal or legal or not, he did that to avoid paying taxes and wants to raise yours. So I'll be voting for Bruce Rauner. And I know it's not a perfect vote, and I don't know that he'll be able to get anything done either, but I am quite certain that putting a Democrat in there, when they control the Senate, when they control the House, now they're going to control Chicago, they're going to control the mansion. And having said all that, I think J.B. Pritzker is going to win. I'm not under no illusion that this guy isn't going to win. I just can't vote for him. And I know that there are people that just want change for the sake of having change. I just can't do it. So tomorrow I'll be voting for Governor Bruce Rauner for re-election, knowing he's not perfect, but also knowing that he went over there and had to take on every single, I mean, this machine. I don't think he even understood the machine until he got in there and you turned the machine on the one guy. Not unlike some of the things that are going on with the presidency. It's like, here's what you do when you take on the whole system. That system bites back, and we'll see. And we'll see if Pritzker's able to do anything, if he is indeed elected, which I think he will be. Erica Harold, I really like her. I always have. And if you want to know why you should vote for Erica Harold, well, she may be the only Republican statewide to be elected tomorrow. And I want you to consider that on Halloween, on October 31st, Mike Madigan just dumped another $1 million in Kwame Raoul's campaign, not from the Democratic Party of Illinois, from friends of Mike Madigan. What? The guy who is literally running everything just put another $1 million into the attorney general after having his stepdaughter in there for the last three or four terms. Do you not want anybody with a check and balance in this state? I mean, do you really want to turn it all over to the Democrats? And you're telling me that a guy who just got $1 million from you is going to be your watchdog now? No way. Absolutely no way. She's got a great TV ad with her grandmother, too, by the way, which I saw last night. And I will happily vote for Erica Harold. Mike Ferrix and Jesse White, I'll vote for the two Democrats in this case. Jesse White is one of the most likable. I mean, in this whole machine over all of these years, somehow this guy has come out of it unscathed, you know? No scandals, likable man, just seems like a good human being. I don't see that the Republicans have proven that anything is necessarily wrong with either one of those offices, the Secretary of State or the Treasurer's office, for me to go for somebody I don't know. So I will go for Jesse White and Mike Ferrix. I, however, will vote for Darlene Singer, and not because I think she is the answer to anything. I just think you've got literally a state candidate that is running for re-election in Suzanne Mendoza, who has every intention of running for mayor of Chicago. So she runs, she gets elected, then she goes and runs for mayor, and then what happens to that office? You're going to have somebody you didn't vote for. And do you think that they're going to be independent in how they do that, or are they going to pick who's next in line, the machine? So I will vote for Darlene Singer. Okay, that leaves us the judges. That leaves us the 13th congressional race. I'm not going to get into the county board. It's too much, and it all depends on your precinct, and I think that you should vote your conscience there. And then we've got our local offices. We've got our clerk, our treasurer, and our sheriff's office. Let me start with the judges. We had all of them in, by the way, the two Democrats and the two Republicans that are running for the to fill the vacancies that are on the judicial court. You've got Ramona Sullivan and Roger Weber, and you've got Chad Beckett and Randy Rosenbaum. This is the Circuit Court, Sixth Judicial Circuit, and we talked to all of them. I am not at all smart enough to tell you which judge is smarter or which judge it would be better to serve on this. I am going to vote for Randy Rosenbaum and Roger Weber, and I'm going to make sure I get Roger's name correct when I vote. It will say Roger, not Robert. And that, I'll tell you why. I don't really have a dog in this fight as far as R or D. I understand the point that was made by Ramona Sullivan on our show on Friday when she visited with us that they're all white men that are Republicans. But as I got to thinking about that, it kind of bothered me post-interview. If you're just interpreting the law as the law is written, there's no male point of view, female point of view, Republican point of view, Democratic point of view, poor person, rich person point of view. It's just the law. And so I understand what she was saying when she said that in the interview. But man, then I got to thinking about what does that mean? You're going to look at the law differently than it's written? I don't want partisan politics in the courtroom. I don't think people want it in the Supreme Court level, but know that it's going to come with that. But I don't want it. I want somebody there that's going to go case by case and interpret the law. Does that seem out of whack? Maybe. But that's how I decided who I'm going to vote for in those two cases. So Randy Rosenbaum and Roger Weber. That leaves us with the 13th congressional seat and then our three countywide offices. Now, maybe this Ramona Sullivan, by the way, I don't want to be too harsh. She was a very nice lady and enjoyed meeting her. But there is, Lindsay, have you felt sort of like a Me Too infusion in some of this? Like a purposeful sort of the year of the woman kind of candidate, like that we're just going to say. And do you think the law has a female point of view or a male point of view?
I don't think it should. If you even think about Lady Justice, she wears a blindfold.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's supposed to be. But we've allowed all of this to creep into everything.
And I felt the exact same way. I don't want it to be seen from a male or female point of view. I want the law interpreted as the law.
Yeah. So that's why. And it's not because they're ours. It's just because that sort of left a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth. And that's how I've decided. You do whatever you want to do. So the 13th congressional race. I will tell you, in the 22 years of doing this show, I mean, we know Sue Scheer hides. Amy Stockwell would hide when she was a county office holder. There have been a handful of people. We've never had a congressional candidate just blow off this show, blow off our radio station, blow off this audience, and in a rude way as they did. they have, oh, we're in Decatur all the time, the woman said to one of the handlers for Betsy Dirksen Londrigan. But they're not in Decatur. They're in Decatur, but they're at a union hall. They're at a special event that is, you know, for this audience. They're doing just like this guy in Texas. They're counting on enough of their base coming out to get her elected that they have just shown the rest of the 13th Congressional District, we don't give a damn about you. We don't care. We have an agenda. This is what we're trying to do. We want to ride this blue NAMI, blue wave into the House of Representatives. And to the rest of you who are independent, or maybe you're socially liberal or fiscal conservative, this growing center that we have in this country, they have just said to all of those people, we don't care about you. At the same time saying Rodney Davis isn't transparent and isn't available. We have found over the years to be the exact opposite, particularly in this campaign, as far as her folks versus his folks. They're going to be indicated today, but I guarantee it'll be a very controlled event. She'll be surrounded by her yes people. And I want to know, what does the rest of the 13th Congressional District think about that?
That's a good question.
I mean, is that out of the lines?
No, I don't think that's
of
out of
what's
line
happened?
At all.
I mean, you know,
I don't think that's out of line at all. I think that's a perfect analysis of that, of the race.
And you would think, if you're a first-time candidate, that you would be not just paying for advertising. I mean, you'd take free media. I mean, you know, she hasn't talked to the Decatur Tribune. She hasn't. I mean, she showed up to the debate that we cared. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. That was interesting. But what, other than talking points and constant emails, I don't know what she really stands for.
Right. Healthcare.
Okay, I get that, and that's very personal for her, and I understand
that. But
you've
got to be more than one issue.
Okay, but she wouldn't commit to single payers, but that's the knock against her. But who knows? We don't even have the opportunity to ask her any of those questions because she has been invisible to anybody who is not a Democrat in this race.
Yep.
Now, maybe that works for her. I don't know. Maybe we show up Wednesday morning and that idea worked. I don't think it's going to work for her. I don't think it's going to work for O'Rourke in Texas. You've got to reach out to people who are independent. You've got to reach out to people. I mean, so far, you know, if you look at the number of Republicans and Democrats I'm voting for, I'm not voting a Republican ticket. I'm voting for several Democrats tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you can't convince me to vote for you. But when you just take this tact of we're just going to go to the union hall and we're just going to go with Dick Durbin, the idea that she thinks Dick Durbin is a big selling point for her, for a lot of people in this community, tells you how out of touch she is in the 13th Congressional District.
Very true.
So I am going to vote for Rodney Davis. I know everybody gets worked up about him having these town halls. I don't know what town halls mean anymore. So if you mean a town hall means showing up with 20 of your supporters asking canned questions,
right,
or in the case of what Democrats try to do, Republicans on these college campuses, which get them in and then will fill the room full of protesters and act like idiots, I think what he has done is sensible. I mean, you know what I'm looking for in candidates today? Common sense.
Boy, that'd be nice.
And the idea that he survived an assassination attempt, I mean, I think she has been tone deaf to that, too, criticizing him for going to a rally when the synagogue shooting happened in Pittsburgh. Now, who was politicizing that event in that moment?
Right.
It was her. But maybe there's more to her than that, but I can't do that just from reading emails.
Right.
And that's the only form of open communication she's had with anyone who's not a Democrat in Macon County. And maybe she thinks the numbers are enough. I don't know. Nate Silver, who's predicting this blue wave or blue NAMI, has her with a 3-in-10 chance of winning, and Rodney Davis with a 7-in-10 chance of winning. So what will this blue wave look like down the ticket? I don't know. What will all of this money that J.B. Pritzker has spent look like down the ticket? I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see those numbers and those different races on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Congressman Rodney Davis has earned my vote, as far as I'm concerned. All right, that leaves us with treasurer, clerk, and sheriff. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. Lindsay Romano standing by with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Rain showers this afternoon, highs around 50, in the lower 50s rather. And then for tonight, some rain showers this evening again, lows in the mid-40s for your Tuesday. Starting off sunny in the morning, highs near 50 degrees, some wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Then for your Wednesday, sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. It is 45 degrees in downtown Decatur.
I'm April Kostinski, and I want to be your Macon County Treasurer. I know from my education and work experience that I can be the leader that this office needs. I will be a full-time treasurer, accountable to the taxpayers for the nearly $150 million that goes through this office each year. I will establish an investment policy and cash management plan that maximizes your hard-earned tax dollars. I'm April Kostinski, and I would appreciate your vote on November 6th, paid for by Friends of April Kostinski.
Don't send another tax and spend Democrat to Springfield. The tax hike imposed on us in 2017 has taken an additional $5 billion out of our wallets. In spite of that, Mike Madigan and the career politicians and their friends in Springfield just passed a budget that is over $1 billion upside down. As your state representative, I'll fight tooth and nail against any progressive income tax proposal. We can't afford it. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives on November 6th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Judge Roger Weber, a man of integrity, with a career as a highly respected jurist. Judge Weber has worked as both a public defender and a prosecutor, working with people who needed help in bad times, protecting the public. And throughout it all, he demonstrated fairness to all. Our values, our communities. Judge Roger Weber, because integrity counts.
Paid for by citizens to elect Roger Weber.
The Symphony Orchestra Guild of Decatur presents the 2018 holiday event titled Sleigh Bells Ring, Come and Listen. Enjoy an elegant dinner, fine wines, live auction, music, and dancing. The Symphony Holiday Gala will be hosted at the Country Club of Decatur on Friday, November 30th, starting at 6 p.m. Proceeds support the Milliken Decatur Symphony Orchestra and music education programs. For reservations, call 423-3189 or stop by the Decatur Area Arts Council. Sponsors include WAND-TV, Herald and Review, and Newhoff Media.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where they have their big candy buyback thing going on all day today from 8 until 5. We've already had our opening drop-offs and more coming. They'll be here, as I said, till 5 o'clock, located at 2101 North Main Street in Decatur. $1 per pound, up to 5 pounds per child. Or if you just want to drop off a donation and participate, you can. And it's not just for patients only. Anybody that wants to, they're going to take all that candy and get it to the troops through Operation Enduring Support. So come on, folks, do the right thing. I think most people saw that Saturday Night Live thing. And while I'm not going to sit here and I think we have way too much of this demanding of apologies. And I thought that guy's point was spot on earlier in the news. It wouldn't be an honest apology anyway. That guy's a war hero, a former Navy SEAL. He doesn't give a crap what the guy on Saturday Night Live thinks. But I think most people don't feel that way, that it's okay to make fun of wounded vets. And I think it's a horrible message for young kids who enjoy that show, if there are any young kids out there that still enjoy that show. Anyway, you can do something about it, though. Instead of demanding apologies, just drop by a donation. How about that? Simple and easy.
I think you should do that.
All right, let's get to the county offices. You know, it's been a long time. I think there's only been three clerks in 60-some years. I'm pretty amazed when you look at this race. We've had some really talented, really fun, good people who have run for local office this time around.
Yes, we have.
And I feel fortunate to have had a chance to spend time with them, to get to know all of them a little bit. And I think they've done a really good job. And I find myself, as always, and I will ask you to tally these up, and I'll tally them for you. And here's the thing, people are like, who cares what you think? Okay, you don't have to, and probably several people don't, many people. But I'm asked every year, what do you think after spending time with these folks and getting to know them, and who are you planning on voting for? That's the only reason I share this with you. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm not telling you what to do. And to the person who says, well, who cares? You're probably right. Who cares? But they've spent a lot of money during this show to get a message to you, so they clearly want your attention.
Right.
And this is why I do this. There's times when I feel like just not doing it because it would be easier, you know, make people mad. You don't have to like, but before you go, oh, you're Rush Limbaugh wannabe, the people that mischaracterize this show, I want you to add up the number D's and R's, and I want you to ask yourself, does your ballot look like that? I am completely independent when I pick these candidates based on the people they are and not whether there is an R or a D in front of their name.
Which is exactly what I look at when I go to the polls as well.
All right. Having said that, the first one out of the gate is going to be literally a Republican for county clerk. And I really enjoyed spending time with Amy Ruff, and I think she's a top-notch person. I am going to vote for Josh Tanner. I did not endorse him in the primary because I felt like his opponent, although young and maybe less experienced, had outworked him as a candidate. Having said that, I think he learned some lessons from that. That was a squeaky victory to get by. And I believe that he has worked harder and has been available. Enjoyed the interview with him, as I did Amy. But I am going to go with Josh Tanner.
for county clerk, just based on realtors that I've talked to, people who have had experience with him and his work with Steve over the last number of years. I feel he would be best equipped to take that office day one. And like I said, this is like the fourth person in 65 years or whatever. I mean, we've had a lot of really good county clerks. Now, I'm going to flip over to the other side when it comes to treasurer. I don't think that there's any doubt in my mind or the mind of most people why would you not vote for April Kostinski? I think she has worked her tail end off. She's been a hard campaigner. She has raised money. She has put out a lot of information. I just, quite frankly, it's hard to even have a conversation with Ed Yoder. I mean, he comes in, we gave him the airtime. He talked about modernizing the office, but he really didn't have an answer for those bonuses that were paid out. I don't want somebody who thinks it's okay to just take tax dollars and just willy-nilly decide you're just going to hand out people bonuses because they had to work a couple of extra hours. I got a problem with that. Okay. And then there's a history of things where he's done, you know, win in office. And I don't find him to be a good communicator. I think she will be hands down a better treasurer. And so I will happily vote for April Kostinski tomorrow when I go old-fashioned like to the polls and take my paper palette and fill in my ovals. April Kostinski is my pick for treasurer. Now, that just leaves the sheriff's office, right? We've covered everything else.
Right.
Now, this is going to be the toughest race of all of them, I think.
I think so, too.
I think the sheriff's office is divided right down the middle. I think there's a lot of people that like one guy or the other guy, but like both of them, you know, overall. This is a competitive race between two guys you could easily envision being sheriff.
Right.
And you don't always get that. So I want to celebrate the fact that we've got not the lesser of two evils, but two really qualified guys who are running for Macon County Sheriff. And I'm going to tell you how I'm going to vote on the other side of the break. We're live at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin, their candy buyback program. Help the troops. They'll be here until 5 o'clock. News is coming your way next.
WSOY News time is 8:29. Early Sunday morning at approximately 1:30 a.m., Decatur Police Patrol officers responded to the parking lot of 1080 East Mound Road in reference to a possible stabbing victim. Upon arrival, police and medical units found a 23-year-old Decatur man. He had suffered from what appeared to be a stab wound to the chest. He was transported from the scene to a local hospital where he was later pronounced dead. While investigating, it was learned that the stabbing incident actually occurred on the parking lot of Wood Mound Plaza at the intersection of Mound and Woodford Streets. The stabbing appeared to be the result of an altercation which took place in the parking lot. Detectives continue to investigate the incident. At this time, no arrests have been made. Anyone having information related to the crime is urged to call the Decatur Police Department at 424-2711, the Decatur Police Detectives Bureau at 424-2734, or Crime Stoppers at 423-TIPS. More news coming up after Fox News at 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The last day of campaigning before the midterm elections tomorrow. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's election day prediction for Republicans.
I think we're going to have a hell of a night in the Senate, and I think the House is going to surprise a lot of people.
He was on Fox and Friends this morning. The polls show Republicans likely to keep control of the Senate but lose control of the House. President Trump campaigns for Republican Senate candidates in Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri today. A just married couple named Will and Bailey Ackerman Byler and a pilot are killed in a helicopter crash in Texas.
The young couple was killed as they flew off in the family helicopter after their fairy tale wedding. The wedding took place at a family ranch. The crash occurred about an hour and a half later. The helicopter crashed into the side of a hill roughly 80 miles west of San Antonio. The bride and groom were students at Sam Houston State University.
Fox's Debbie Hanley, the cause of that crash is under investigation. This is Fox News.
WSOY News time is 8:31. An Illinois prison chaplain has filed a federal lawsuit alleging a sexual discrimination and retaliation for complaining about it. Colleen Bennett Houston claims she suffered lost income and emotional trauma when she was fired from the Lincoln Correctional Center. An arbitrator later ordered the 63-year-old Bennett Houston to be rehired. She contends the Illinois Department of Corrections delayed her rehiring and payment of back wages. The agency declined comment. The lawsuit seeks back pay and damages. Bennett Houston was first hired as a chaplain in 2012. She says superiors made unwanted comments, kept inmates from attending her classes, and were slow to respond when she needed security assistance. She says her firing in June 2016 came after she gave notification of her intent to file a discrimination charge. In sports, the lineup for broadcast this weekend in the IHSA football playoffs is set. WSOY and 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at Nodicator.com. We'll have the St. Teresa Downs Tri-Valley game Saturday. That pregame comes your way at 2 o'clock with the kickoff set for 2:30. On our sister station, ESPN 1050 The Fan, they'll carry the Argentina-Oriana Bombers at Central A&M Raiders. That pregame comes your way starting at 12:30 Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, Maroa Forsyth will be back at home to defend their 11-0 record against the 10-1 Tuscola Warriors. And in the NFL, it was the Bears over the Bills, 41-9 Sunday afternoon. Your next news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Jurger Pediatric Dentistry for their candy buyback for WSOY and Newhoff Media. Media made locally.
Hi, this is Linda Little, candidate for Macon County Board. Usually this time of year, you would see me out on doors in District 1 to personally ask for your vote. But a few weeks ago, I was walking the dog and broke my leg, so please consider this my knock on your door and vote for me, Linda Little, for Macon County Board. Paid for by Elect Linda Little.
Hi, this is Amy Ruff, candidate for Macon County Clerk. At a very young age, my parents taught me the meaning of hard work and the importance of treating others with kindness and respect. They also taught me to use good old-fashioned common sense. As your Macon County Clerk, I promise to bring those very same values to the clerk's office. Under my watch, the people of Macon County will always come first. I promise to be accountable, transparent, accessible, and a strong advocate for all the citizens of Macon County. This is Amy Ruff, and I would appreciate your vote on November 6th. Paid for by Friends of Amy Ruff.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Rain showers this afternoon. Highs are in the lower 50s. Then for tonight, some more rain showers this evening. Lows in the mid-40s. For your Tuesday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday, sunshine. Highs in the upper 40s. It is 45 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company. Only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday live from Jurger Pediatric Dentistry for their candy buyback program. They'll be open until 5. All of the candy sent to the troops through Operation Enduring Support. Right now it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages pulled back on Friday, and the Dow was down 109 points to 25,270 on renewed trade concerns and weakness in the tech sector. In economic news, October non-farm payrolls rose 250,000, quite a bit better than the consensus expected gain of 200,000. The overall U.S. unemployment rate, which is computed separately, remained at 3.7%. Average hourly earnings grew 0.2 last month and were up 3.1% year over year. The trade deficit came in higher than expected for September, and over the past year, exports were up 7.2%, while imports grew by a larger 9.8%. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.45%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.14%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 1.55%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 1/32nd, yielding 3.20.08%. Gold futures were down $2.50 at $1,230. Crude oil futures were down 1 cent at $63.13 a barrel. The Dow starts this first day of the week at 25,372, a positive 102 points. ADM at 48.19, Ameren 64.09, Caterpillar 126.46, Norfolk Southern 169.28, PPG 107.11, Tate & Lyle 35.17, and Mueller Water 1089. And now I quote sports journalist Haywood Brown. Sports do not build character, they reveal it. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards and Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning back in the studios on Election Day. What is the plan for election night coverage?
We will begin our coverage with Fox starting at 6 o'clock when the polls close on the East Coast, and we will continue with that until approximately 11 p.m. tomorrow night, and Joe Deacon and I will be at the studios providing updates. The Macon County Clerk, due to security issues, obviously they've restricted when they're going to be releasing the the county's results to shortly before the top of the hour, each hour starting at 7 o'clock.
Hang on a second. Due to security restrictions.
Because of the because of cybersecurity, the email that Steve sent to us, which I can read to you, he sent it out over the weekend. They're going to be updating the website that we get our totals from once an hour, starting at 7:55.
By the way, I'm thinking about instituting a new game today. You want to know what it's called? What word is Jeff trying to say?
Well, I had to find the email, so I was trying to search. This is from Macon County Clerk Steve Bean. Due to the concerns over cybersecurity, the county will be releasing results to the il-macon.pollresults.net website every hour at about 5 minutes prior to the hour at 7:55, 8:55.
So they're not going to update as precincts come in. They're just going to do a once an hour update?
Correct.
I don't understand what that has to do with security.
It has to do with cybersecurity. It was a message that Steve sent to you.
So we're going to change the way we announce elections for the first time in like 100 years, but I'm supposed to trust voting?
We will also have totals coming in from various other websites that we'll be tracking throughout the evening.
But I don't get what's different about Macon counties.
I think that's just what he said he received from the State Board of Elections.
Well, then if he has to follow that, then everyone else would have to follow that, too. So there won't be any other websites, because it all comes through a clerk's office.
We will provide the best information we can as it becomes available.
So you're going to be there until 11? Is that what you said?
Well, we'll be there. Yeah, rough. Well, Fox's coverage will continue until 11 o'clock, yes.
But we're going to, I mean, are we going to have local coverage until all of the races are decided?
Yes, okay. Yes, absolutely.
All right, just curious.
Yes.
Just previewing. That, and then you'll be updating Nauticator.com and
Absolutely.
Facebook and all of that.
Right.
Okay, Macon County Sheriff's Office is our last race that we will be talking about here today. I really, first of all, have nothing but respect for both candidates. I've known Tony Brown since high school. I have known Jim Root for a number of years through his work with emergency management, and have gotten to know both of them and like both of them a great deal. Jim is a very talented guy with a great military background. They both have military backgrounds, but they're both 20-plus year veterans of the Macon County Sheriff's Office. I am going to vote for Tony Brown, and I'll tell you why. Tony came and talked to me years ago. As you sort of watched him kind of decide he was going to be maybe the heir apparent, and of course you've gone through, and that's sort of the way it used to work. You had Lee Holsapple, who wanted, his guy didn't win, and we ended up with Roger Walker, and then once Roger left, you had Jerry Dawson, you have Tom Schneider, and now, Howard G. Buffett. We've had a great list of sheriffs over the years, and I think either one of those guys in this race would fit that bill. I've got a personal relationship that goes back with Tony a long, long time, but that's not necessarily why I'm voting for him. I think a big part of the job of being sheriff isn't the day-to-day law enforcement duties. It's being a communicator. It's being a guy that's out there with the media, out there with the constituents, building bridges, with the community. I think that is an important part of the job. I think it was something that not every sheriff, Roger was very good at it. Jerry Dawson didn't like it as much, but was, good. Tom was fantastic at it. And I think Tony, that's just his personality. He's been out in this community for 20 years outside the parameters of what a day-to-day job description would do. And a lot of that stuff happens behind the scenes. I will tell you that when we had the officer-related shooting that happened and our law enforcement stepped up and our community stepped up, there was one kid who was making a lot of noise. And Tony takes that kid under his wing and tries to, this is all stuff that's kind of behind the scenes and you don't know about. I just think that is a skill set that he brings to the table that, to me, is the deciding point between two really qualified people who could be sheriff. That's why I'm going to vote for Tony Brown. And the nickname isn't something he adopted for this campaign. There was one ad that the Root people put out that kind of hit a false note with me about a fancy nickname. I mean, that's been his nickname since birth. He didn't like cook that up for a political campaign.
Right.
So I don't think it's about fancy slogans. I think it's about what's in a guy's heart, and I know him and both of these guys. This is a race where I wish we had more of this, where it's really sort of tough to pick the best of the two really qualified candidates instead of choosing the lesser of two evils,
right,
which is generally what you have in these elections. So I'm going to vote for Tony Brown, but if I wake up Wednesday morning and Jim Root is our sheriff, I feel like we're going to be in great hands, and I wish we had more races like this.
Fair enough.
Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough decision.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's where I'm going to go, and that is the reason why. Once again, these are all just my votes, not, you know, they may not mean anything to you. But I would encourage to people in the Democratic Party, not the Democrat candidates, but the people in the Democrat Party, these folks who just won't, they just will not think that there's anybody outside of their base to talk to. So if you throw these two judges out, which is a 20-year anomaly, right? I mean, that's seven Republicans that I'll be voting for and five Democrats.
Right. It's a healthy number.
No, I'm just saying this idea that you won't come talk to this audience because you think I only think a certain way doesn't bear up to the actual evidence.
Right. No, that's very true.
And so you got people making decisions for these candidates that don't listen to this show. All they know is some stereotype that's been passed along through somebody who doesn't listen to this show.
Right.
And they're taking bad advice. And I'm talking specifically to the folks who are in Betsy Dirksen Londrigan's campaign.
Right.
You want to be a congresswoman. You want to be the congresswoman for the 13th district. And you ignored tens of thousands of people who are out there that are independent-minded. The people that listen to this show aren't necessarily the people that listen to Rush Limbaugh. There's a lot more people listening to this show. It's a 50-50 male-female split. It's not a heavy male. All of these demos, you think you're so smart because somebody from Virginia is telling you this.
Right.
I just think it doesn't bode well for the decision-making process that you have as if you're elected.
Right.
So don't ignore this audience.
Yeah.
I think it's just a mistake.
It's a disservice. It was a huge disservice to her campaign by ignoring, you know, the audience as well.
Well, because these people who think they're so smart, they bring them in, they don't know anything about our community.
No.
So think about that. And then for the people who want to be hyper-partisan and call you names and this will happen on the podcast and all this other stuff, just ask yourself, what does your ballot look like tomorrow? Right? How many, you know, do you have a 7-5 split across party lines? I doubt it. We'll take a break. We'll get back. Brett Jurger will join us from Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. No matter what your political persuasion, you need to stop by here today. Dollar per pound, up to 5 pounds per child. All the candy donated to Operation Enduring Support, which then gets it to the troops. You don't have to be a patient. Anybody can stop by and take advantage of this. You don't have to be a kid. Adults, you can stop by, buy some bags of candy, or bring it from home. It'll get to a good cause. We'll be back with more right after this.